Welcome to the deep dive. You know, we're always looking for ways to sharpen our focus, maybe feel a bit more on top of things day to day.
Absolutely. Always searching.
So today we're diving into something really quite fascinating. Brainwave entrainment. Basically how certain sounds like binaural beats or isochronic tones might actually influence your brainwaves.
Exactly. And it all comes down to understanding that our brains have these different operating frequencies, right? These brain waves.
Mm-hmm.
You've got delta waves, which are super slow, mostly when you're in deep sleep. Then theta, a bit faster, often linked to feeling relaxed, maybe creative.
Okay.
Then alpha, that's like a calm but alert state. Beta waves kick in during active thinking, problem solving. And gamma, the fastest, sometimes associated with like peak awareness or insight.
Wow. Okay. So different gears to the brain.
Pretty much. And the exciting idea here is whether we can use sound, these auditory stimuli, to gently sort of guide the brain towards one state or another.
Right. It, well, that actually brings me to why I got so interested in this. It's a bit personal. I recently started using this thing called the Genius Wave.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's this really simple 7-minute audio track you listen to daily.
Mm-hmm.
Uses that brainwave entrainment tech we just mentioned. And honestly, I have to tell you, the difference for me has been genuinely impressive.
Really? How so?
Like a noticeable clarity. My focus feels sharper. I feel more present. Just...
yeah.
Yeah, sharper. It's been a real game changer, truly.
Interesting.
Seriously. And look, if you're curious at all, I mean, even a little bit, you should definitely check it out. We've got a link right there in the description.
Yeah.
You can get special discounted pricing on the Genius Wave through it. Honestly, give it a look.
Good to know.
So, yeah, our mission for this deep dive is basically to explore the science here. What's behind brainwave entrainment? And how does the Genius Wave kind of fit into that picture? We're looking at a literature review on these beats and tones, plus what other people are saying about the Genius Wave itself.
Okay, sounds good. So that literature review we looked at, it pulled together quite a lot of studies on this auditory brainwave stuff.
Right.
The main takeaway is you have these two techniques people try, isochronic tones and binaural beats. Isochronic tones are just like distinct pulses of a single sound on and off.
Okay, like a rhythmic pulse.
Exactly. Binaural beats are a bit different, more of an auditory illusion. You listen through headphones, one slightly different frequency goes in one ear, another slightly different one in the other ear.
Ah, correct.
And your brain, it sort of perceives a third sound, a rhythmic beat, which is the difference between those two frequencies. So if you had, say, 120 hertz in one ear and 110 in the other,
your brain hears a 10 hertz beat.
You got it. That's the theory.
And 10 hertz, that falls into the alpha range you mentioned. Calm but alert.
Precisely. So the thinking is you could potentially use these sounds to encourage your brain towards alpha or theta or whatever state you're aiming for.
Makes sense. Sort of guiding the brain gently.
Yeah, that's the idea. And the review did show that, you know, a number of studies suggest this audio entrainment can potentially work. It taps into something called the frequency following response.
Frequency following.
Yeah, basically the brain's tendency to kind of sync its own electrical rhythm to an external rhythmic stimulus like sound or even light pulses.
Huh.
But, you know, the review was also clear, like with anything in science, more research, especially really well-designed studies, is always good. We need to keep refining our understanding of exactly how it works, the best ways to use it, who it works best for, all that.
Right. That's fair. It's not magic. It's science in progress.
Exactly.
Now, getting back to the Genius Wave, it specifically uses, I believe, both binaural beats and isochronic tones in that 7-minute track, aiming for the theta frequency range.
Okay. The relaxation and creativity zone.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is that when you look at reviews from other people using it, a lot of them seem to describe things very similar to what I've felt.
Like what?
Things like better focus, feeling like they can learn things easier, more creativity popping up, even feeling less stressed out. And honestly, that just really lines up with my own experience. It's quite validating, which again, makes me want to remind you, if this sounds like something you could benefit from, that link for the special discount on the Genius Wave is right down there in the description. Seriously, check it out.
So connecting that back to the broader research, did the literature review mention theta specifically?
Yeah, you were saying.
Well, the review did touch on studies looking into theta waves. Some research has explored links between stimulating frequencies in the theta range and things like memory function and relaxation.
Memory too. Interesting.
Yeah, there were mentions of studies suggesting potential boosts to long-term memory recall and also increased feelings of relaxation after exposure to theta frequencies.
Okay, see, that relaxation part definitely fits my experience with the Genius Wave. It's not just focus. Like I said, it's a calm focus, not jittery, you know.
Right, a centered feeling.
Exactly. Relaxed awareness. It's really pleasant, actually. And hearing other users mention less anxiety or more creative flow, it just feels like, okay, something real is happening here.
That consistency across experiences is definitely suggestive.
It really is. And one more time, because I really think it's worth exploring. If you're intrigued, special discounted pricing on the Genius Wave, link in the description below.
Now, it's obviously important to remember, while the science behind entrainment itself is studied, how any one specific product works for any one individual can vary.
Sure, everyone's different.
Right. Your own brain's baseline activity, how consistently you use it, factors like that play a role. But the fundamental approach using sound, like binaural beats or isochronic tones, to potentially influence brain states, especially aiming for theta, that's definitely an area with ongoing scientific interest.
Absolutely. And for me, honestly, the appeal of the Genius Wave is also just how simple it is. 7 minutes. That's it. It's so easy to fit into the morning routine.
Low barrier to entry.
Totally. Mm. And the potential benefits, based on what I felt and what the science suggests and what others are saying, it feels pretty significant for such a small time commitment. Feels like a powerful little tool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, don't forget that discount link is there if you want to try it.
And fundamentally, that concept, the frequency following response, it does suggest our brains are built to respond to these kinds of rhythmic cues from the environment. Research just keeps digging into how we might harness that.
Right. So, okay, let's try and bring it all together. Our deep dive into the science, my own like really positive experience with the Genius Wave and hearing similar things from others, it all seems to point towards this exciting potential, right? Using targeted sound to actually influence how our brain is working.
The potential is definitely there.
The research on binaural beats, isochronic tones, especially aiming for those theta waves. It provides a scientific basis, a reason why something like the Genius Wave could lead to benefits like the improved focus and calm I've been feeling.
It offers a plausible mechanism.
Exactly. So if you're looking for something simple, potentially really effective for, you know, cognitive enhancement, seriously, consider checking out that link in the description for the special discounted pricing on the Genius Wave. I really think you might be glad you did.
Yeah. And it does leave you with something interesting to think about, doesn't it?
Oh.
Like what?
Well, just thinking about neuroplasticity, the fact that our brains can change and adapt. If consistent targeted sound can potentially influence brainwaves, what other aspects of our mental or even emotional well-being might we be able to positively shape through similar kinds of sensory input over time?
Huh. That's a really good question. Food for thought.